In today's Tech Bytes, DVRs are about to become much more widespread. The Supreme Court declined to hear a case attempting to block so-called networked DVRs. That technology allows you to store programs on your cable company's computers instead of a set-top box in your home. Now, that means current cable boxes could be converted to DVRs without any new equipment, making the technology cheaper and more widely available. The latest installment of the Harry Potter series will be in movie theaters in just a couple of weeks. The new video game hits stores today. Does it have the same magic as the movies? Rachel Fishman of Parenting.com tested it out for us.
For fans of the Harry Potter series, this is a really exciting game release. You can move through Hogwarts. You can move through all these different locations there. You can play as one of the three stars. One of the really cool things about this game is that if you're playing on the Wii, you get to use the Wiimote as a wand. So you really feel like you're fighting that duel and, you know, pointing the wand and shooting the spells. It's very exciting. Another really fun thing about the Harry Potter games is that they're equally appealing to both boys and girls and to parents. It's an activity that families can do together, so it's really fun that way.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince is available for all major gaming consoles. Finally, are you worried that your kids are spending too much time online? Well, it turns out you're probably surfing the web more than they are. A new study finds teens spend 11 and a half hours online each month versus 29 hours for the average American. Of course, part of the reason is that adults are browsing at work while kids are at school. Another reason seems to be that kids spend a lot more time on their cell phones, sending hundreds of text messages each month. For information on all of these stories, log on to the technology page of abcnews.com. Those are your Tech Bytes. I'm Vanita Nair.